This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound?
He attacks black athletes, as he did, starting with his rally in Alabama, continued on Twitter, and he attacks them for protesting peacefully, for equality, for standing up for what they believe. And he does it once again to dog whistle to his base and to try to detract attention from other things that are going on. But it's quite telling that he is willing to attack black athletes.
He never said a thing about race. Isn't this about respect for the anthem, the flag, and the men and women in military that fought and died?
Look, let me say, first of all, Hillary Clinton is a racist demagogue. I mean, let's be blunt. Let's be straight out about this thing. She can't possibly debate on the merits any of the things we're talking about.
Does you mean a racial demagogue. You didn't mean her. She's racist. You meant racial demagogue.
I mean, she is using racism as a deliberate weapon. She is dividing the country on racial grounds as a deliberate political weapon in exactly the model of modern liberalism, which can't possibly survive if they don't constantly go back to racism. Now I'm talking about their racism. Donald Trump said nothing that had anything to do about race. He talked about defending the flag. He talked about defending, you know, our national anthem. Now, how you take that and translate it into a racial attack tells you everything you need to know about the sickness of the modern left and the sickness of the Democratic Party. They cannot survive if they can't constantly yell race. And as a result, they have become one of the most divisive and destructive forces in America today.
Where does this end?
Well, this is, of course, Hillary's comments. And are you surprised that, you know, she would go? Because everything through her purview and what Newt Gingrich is saying, sadly, is the Democratic Party. You know, when you think divisively, you see everything divisively. You know, it's like, you know, when you're a hammer, everything's a nail. And, you know, this is their perspective. So it's a knee-jerk response. And, you know, it's a bit of a force fit, you know, for me. And maybe some of you can grasp it. But I see it as a round peg in a square hole. It's like, okay, well, let's just talk about, you know, racism. There's nothing about, you know, some sort of civil decorum and a decorum about something that we cherish. It's like, you know, the flag and mom's apple pie, 4th of July, all those things. They're all being challenged right now and have been. This cultural war that has taken place, and now it's come down to the flag. And, you know, it's you're going to get some pushback, no doubt about it, because even though a small percentage of Americans defend this country actually in battle, you know, that go in there, actually put their lives on the line or even serve our military in any form or fashion, still, you know, many Americans appreciate the military. And some of the things that they're still, you know, trying to get an understanding of is why we respect the flag the way we do. We've been trained that way. It represents the heart and soul of America. It's, when we go to battle, it is what we have on our sleeves when we go out there to defend the country. First responders as well, the emergency personnel. You know, they're all part of this. So, you know, people have a very strong affinity and affection, clearly, about the flag. And now you get these, you know, high paid, you know, people that, hey, they're out there. This is fun and games. They're playing a kid's game and being paid lots of money. And they want to use the flag, you know, to, you know, give them some sort of platform. Well, you're really, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church, and this is the pushback here. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about it this morning, and I know that you've been exercising yourself, and this is one of those stories that's not going to go away fast. But we got to make sure we're talking about the right things, and we don't get confused, and like Hillary Clinton offers, throws up some bait up there to make it a racial deal. It is not that.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And in Washington, D.C., Democratic strategist Richard Fowler. Gentlemen, let's take a listen to this soundbite from Hillary Clinton before we get started. She spoke about this controversy just a couple minutes ago.
He attacks black athletes, as he did, starting with his rally in Alabama, continued on Twitter, and he attacks them for protesting peacefully, for equality, for standing up for what they believe. And he does it once again to dog whistle to his base and to try to detract attention from other things that are going on. But it's quite telling that he is willing to attack black athletes. He never says anything of an insulting manner toward white supremacists or neo-Nazis or Ku Klux Klanners or Vladimir Putin, right?
All right, Ben, I want to start with you because what Hillary Clinton is doing there is basically continuing this the 2016 campaign. So it doesn't end. So she is on her book tour. She has every right to say what she wants to say. But does this crystallize for you something you say in your podcast regularly, that this is an ongoing thing that it doesn't end and it might not end well?
It never ends. We're in a vortex of stupid, and it's reduced to a black hole of idiocy, and we're never going to escape it now. We're just going to be ceaselessly reliving 2016. Look, President Trump did a couple of things in that Alabama rally. The first thing that he did was he condemned people kneeling during the anthem, which I think is totally fine. The second thing he did, where he called for people to be fired, is not appropriate from a government official. When Hillary Clinton, however, suggests that this is rooted in racism, listen, when I think that President Trump has wrong-footed on racial issues, I've been very clear about it, but I don't see the racist intent here. If she's talking about people who are white that Trump has attacked, she could look in the mirror, because Trump does that every single day and continues to do that nearly a year after the election. So this isn't about race. This is about Trump felt like he had an issue that he got to club, and so he was going to club that issue like a baby seal. And that's essentially what he did in Alabama.
Yeah, that's exactly. And, you know, for Hillary to turn it into a race, again, you know, as we said earlier, this is what they do. This is their worldview. And so everything is perceived as race. And then for her to say that he never says anything of an insulting supremacy, come on, are you kidding me? I mean, come on. I mean, this is totally misrepresented. And again, that, as they were saying, and as Dana Perino was saying, it's like the. And, you know, even on the campaign, this has been the problem that I've had, because there's certain things, you know, like with PBS, for example, and other government entities and rules that you need to abide by, that you cannot make hyperbolic statements. But I guess when you're a politician, you know, it's no holds barred. You can say whatever it is that you want to say. You know, and this is all adding you know, to the divisiveness. Last night we had the opportunity to, as I mentioned to you, I'm here in Atlanta and was here for a special red carpet premiere of the movie A Question of Faith, and talking to the people and getting their sentiment. And in fact, speaking with a former NFL football player, a linebacker with the New England Patriots, and talking to him about this situation, and you can sense that we still have to get through this process. That is a process that we're working through in terms of, you know, the racial divide in this country. But he was very optimistic, as I am, that, you know, we're getting closer to it. But it really demands some leadership and unifying, you know, language and perspective and fight that says, okay, we are going to, if we're going to fight, we're going to fight for that which is right and that which brings us together. We're going to fight with that purpose in mind, not fight to even divide us even further. You know, and Hillary Clinton, who tries to claim that she's a uniter, and the Democratic Party tries to claim that they're a uniter. I mean, and when you go back historically, you know, the racial injustices were born out of the Democratic Party. They've managed to rewrite history and try to convince people that's not the case. But they have been the one that is in their DNA. Now, are they trying to change? Maybe they are. And there's probably some new Democrats that didn't even realize that that's part of their, that's part of their DNA.
They're not trying to change, though. They're shifting to how they're gonna get votes.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just become we'll give you.
Yeah.
We'll give you.
Well, I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt here, Scott. You know, and I understand your perspective in saying, hey, there's really no heart and mind change. But I think that's the opportunity here, because I think there are some Democrats that I sense, and people who have been pretty much hardlining this situation, that have had their fill with all the race baiters, and you know, we've exercised ourselves to no end. We've invested over $22 trillion in the war on poverty since defining bill, the war on poverty. And, you know, look at the numbers. We went from 15% to 15.1%. That's $22 trillion. I mean, we paid for an increase on poverty. You know, how could we have better used that money? See, and this is, again, why I appreciate someone like Donald Trump coming on the scene. And he's asking a tough question like any really true CEO would do. Say, where's the return on investment? We've invested all this money, whether it is with the military, whether it is with the, you know, war on poverty, any other issue that the government invests in. What are we doing about it? Green energy. We spent all this money, and it seems that what we did is we took care of the lackeys. Oh, yeah, most of those are Democrats, by the way. You know, so it's like, can we have this government, you know, can it make sense? Can we put our money, not because of... And it is the profitable thing to do. But as you said, Scott, and this has been the driving ambition, is money is doled out to buy votes. And it's quite the con when you think about it. When I can use your money to buy votes for my behalf, you know, if you can get away with that, that's a pretty good deal. And this is what the Democrats have been doing. And dare I say, the political parties on both sides, to varying degrees, the establishment, because that's the game they play. And America, mainstream America, has been getting that. And basically, they checked out. They checked out a long time ago. And then comes Donald Trump, and he awakens the Main Street emotions and spirit to say, well, hey, maybe we might have a champion. But this is just part of the thing. Like you say, it's a long way to go yet. We're talking, you know, financial issues, economic issues. But as far as my question is concerned, you know, that's going to be up to, you know, Main Street America. And I think Main Street America is more than open to have this conversation. Now this is outside of these knuckleheads that come in that want to, you know, cover their faces and do damage and all in the name of, you know, race and that sort of thing. And, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, I believe that even some of, you know, some of the people, blacks and Hispanics, feel like, well, wait a minute, you know, their cause is being hijacked. This is not something that we're going to try to improve within, you know, within the definition of the political process and our U.S. Constitution that we have in play right now. No, let's just burn everything up, start all over again. Really? We're going to eradicate 240 years worth of history and all the good things we've done just because. I don't think you have a lot of people on that side.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. As I mentioned, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, here last night for the premiere, red carpet premiere of A Confession of Faith. What an exceptional movie. It is going to... go nationwide come Thursday. And you will be blessed by this movie. It will exceed your expectation on a faith-based movie. I mean, it is being compared to War Room. It is that good. And, you know, the people, the cast and crew, director, writer, I mean, it is it's brilliant. It is very well done and deals with issues of texting while driving, also organ donation, and also you know social injustice and anger and unforgiveness, and wow, very, very well done. Our old friend, he seems like an old friend because we keep running into each other quite often. T.C. Stallings is in the movie. Also, Kim Fields. How we grew up with Kim Fields, and you know, talked to her last night as well. And what a sweet lady! And she has just, you know, grown. I mean, you know, here's one of these child stars, you know, that we grew up with, and you know, she plays the mom of the senior pastor in the movie. And well, I mean, just you know, great acting, great script. You will really enjoy it. You'll be proud to see it as a faith-based movie. It really keeps the level up there. I think that's been one of the, you know, ongoing complaints of people of faith, is that the quality of movies has not been representative of the God we serve. But more and more, I mean, that it's a different day. And the quality of movies that are being put out there, and the scripts and that are being written by people of faith, very encouraging. So I look forward to that. That'll be coming out, like I say, on Thursday this week, and it'll be showing nationwide. So keep an eye out for that. I know that you will be blessed, and I will tell you, bring some tissue. It is a tearjerker. It's really, like I said, really well done, and you're going to appreciate it. Hey, Scott, National Pancake Day, huh? What are we doing for National Pancake Day? I didn't see any pancakes here in the studio.
Well, you didn't give me enough.
What's happening here?
I didn't get enough break time, so I don't get to go get pancakes this morning.
I know we got to figure this out here. What's going on? I mean, I'm here in the hotel room. Maybe I'll have them bring up some pancakes or something. But also along with that is National Better Breakfast Day too, huh?
Well, is there a better breakfast than pancakes?
So it all comes together.
Is there a better breakfast?
Yeah, I think not. I'm right with you right there. So it all goes hand in hand. Also, one of my favorites, one of my dear friends, he always talks about situational awareness. You know, people get into situations and it's like, you know, they're disconnected. Kind of like what's been happening with the NFL with some of this stuff. It's like, they don't, you know, their concept of situational awareness is kind of out the door. But today's National Situational Awareness Day. It's kind of like Lou Holtz. You appreciate the wisdom of Lou Holtz. I always like it when he chimes in, because he always says, you know, he's like one of those E.F. Hunting kind of guys, you know, he's just like, stop and listen, because he makes sense. And, you know, it's kind of like what you and I have been talking about, too. So I guess we're channeling our Lou Holtz reasoning here. And, you know, he says, look, when it's about winning, that's what you have to think about. You have to accentuate those things that promote winning. All this division and this political process, bringing that in the football field, doesn't serve you well. I mean, perfect case in point is Colin Kaepernick himself. I mean, what happened? I mean, you know, his playing skills, whatever, were slipping for whatever reason. You know, he just couldn't run fast enough like he did, you know, his first 2 years when he was just absolutely stellar. And you see this kid and you go, wow, this guy's going to be a franchise player. And he went into the doldrums, and then, you know, just he wasn't winning. And when you don't win, that's what this is all about. I said, unfortunately, that's just sports. And especially, you know, at that level, it's all about winning. And then when you decide, well, I'm not winning, so I'm pouting, and now I'm going to find something else to gravitate to. And now we're going to talk about politics. Politics has nothing to do and the social issues has nothing to do with the game of football. Now, they want to make it into doing that, just like the Hollywood celebrities and entertainers and that sort of thing. And then look what happens. You know, they really can't sustain it. That's not in their wheelhouse. That's not the lane in which they operate in. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, I mean, he's crashing and burning now because they found out, you know, he's become the mouthpiece. We're going to talk with James Herson. Are we talking with James today? No, actually, tomorrow. And we're going to, you know, he's got some revelation here with Kimmel and how he's been used as a pawn. And, you know, and you kind of wondered the way he was coming across. And I mentioned to James, I said, it kind of felt like it was a Lenny Bruce moment. If you remember Lenny Bruce, the comedian, who was a comedian, then, you know, got into being an activist and, of course, turned off his following, compromised his brand and, lost some of the panache of what made Lenny Bruce so brilliant. And, you know, and I think that he could have been so much more stellar had he stayed in his lane. But he felt like he needed to do it and deviate, and I think he paid a big price for it. Some might say, well, he opened the door for others and allowed comedians to talk about these other issues because he was the ceiling breaker on that, and a cost to be paid. So this is, you know, what he paid in doing that. I think that he ended up hurting, and that's just my personal opinion, much the same way that Colin Kaepernick and some of these others need to be careful about what they're doing with their image and with the brand, not to mention the NFL, all because, I mean, you got to go back, Scott. This is Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell, for all the money he makes, has mishandled this. He's not up for the job on this to handle. This thing needed to be dealt with immediately, and they've run into a lot of problems because they've tried to, you know, cater to these young men who make a lot of money. And they're scared. The owners are scared that these guys are going to go south on them for whatever reason. And, of course, especially whenever you mention race, when you throw the race card into it, it just drives everybody nuts. They don't know what to do with it, and they become unreasonable. And, you know, this is a little bit of that dynamic that's taking place. I'm saying, look, let's have the conversation, kind of like as I mentioned, you know, when talking with the former NFL player from the New England Patriots last night. Yeah, I mean, you could tell. I mean, he wants to, he's a black man, and he wants, you know, he wants to have the conversation. He wants to get beyond this, and I'm hoping we can. Some of these things are systemic, and it might take another generation to do this, but, you know, I think we've come a long way. I mean, when you consider that we've elected a black president, I think in a lot of ways we can have some reasonable conversations. I mean, you bring people that, with Black Lives Matter and, you know, reparations and some of the things that they're asking for, it's tough. That's a tough conversation. It's one of those, you know, God give me the grace, you know, to say the right thing and to be supportive and understanding, you know, like the prayer of St. Francis I always think of, you know, whenever I'm thinking about myself and wanting to, you know, think that I'm maybe higher than I should or whatever. But it's that one line in the prayer of St. Francis that comes back to me, you know, God, you know, grant me the wisdom to understand more than to be understood. You know, and sometimes that's what happens. We make it about ourselves, and we want to be understood rather than understanding. But oftentimes I find in conversations that what kind of breaks through and, you know, allows things to pass through a little bit easier is when we subordinate our own prejudices and our own feelings and whatever our own rights that we think they may be. And it's like putting that stuff in. It's like when we, you know, when I was growing up, it was always put yourself in the other person's shoes. And if you subordinate your demands and alleged right to be understood and start understanding, because in order to understand, that means you got to listen, right? And therein is the challenge. And I think that if we listen a little bit more and talk a little bit less, then maybe an understanding, we can be understood, and we can do something about this nagging issue that keeps on going.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Roger Klein joins us now. The good doctor is a medical doctor. He's the principal of Klein and Klein Company. Served as an advisor to the FDA and HHS. He is a Federalist Society legal expert and licensed to practice law at the U.S. Supreme Court. Dr. Klein, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great. Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, we want to talk about single payer. There is, you know, you have a little bit of this divide in the country. They think, hey, that's the easy way out. You know, the country, for all the money we have, we should be able to provide health care. You know, we keep hearing from time to time that health care is a right. I don't know where it says that in the Constitution, but this is the growing thought that's being thrown out there and hoisted by primarily the Democrats. And others are saying, no, you know, we need a free system. This country is based on liberty and freedoms. Let the free market work its way. So this is the divide. And you clearly say that single payer is the wrong prescription for America. Why is that?
Well, I think what you expressed, and I think what I feel, and I think what many Americans feel, is really that there are two competing visions here, and one of them is a free market view with patient choice and physician choice, where people choose the treatments and therapies and physicians that they feel best meet their needs, the insurance they feel best meets their needs, or a one-size-fits-all government-driven, government-controlled program in which the federal government would maintain complete control over one of the most important and most private areas of a person's life, their health care.
Mm. And two questions come to play. I mean, or two realities to that point is that even if we were to go single payer, you're going to have people who are very wealthy that are going to buy their own doctors and they're going to pay for their own health care anyway, right? So at the top end.
It depends on the nature of the plan. So I mean, I specifically wrote about the Sanders plan, which as presented is just fiscally completely and totally unrealistic. It could never be implemented as planned. Now, in that situation, you couldn't purchase private insurance to cover anything that would be provided by the federal plan. So there would be, presumably you could have some sort of concierge medicine, but yes, you could have people opt out. Unfortunately, most people wouldn't be able to do that and would be mired in a completely unaffordable prescription that would probably be unable to provide for the basic health needs for the 325 million people whom Senator Sanders would be proposing to cover.
See, and I don't think that the people understand, other than they hear the lines that this is unaffordable, we can't get there, and even Democrats are, wincing at it and going, okay, well, you got to have somebody pushing that edge, and maybe, if we get something less, which is what Obamacare gave us, then, that's kind of okay. We're not getting 100%. But just under a single-payer concept, just in a general context, Dr. Klein, how much of the people, can be handled, because you're going to deal with some sort of rationed health care. We know this from previous experience, not directly, but indirectly by other countries, whether it's Canada or, England, they run into, a rationed health care. I mean, that's just a fact. Is there any kind of estimation of where we would be at with single payer? Would single payer, I mean, would you could cover maybe about 40% of the population, and then at that point it starts to degrade to where it's, it's less than, and it's rationed out if you were to put it on some sort of calculus?
Yeah, I can't give you an exact answer to it. Medicare right now is the largest payer. I mean, that is a federal program. I think you're fundamentally right. If you have single payer, rationing is inevitable, but it depends on how you do it. I think, in specifically speaking to the Sanders plan, I just can give you a story. My father is 85 years old. He's got some heart disease, but otherwise is in good health. Now he's paying right now for supplemental, for both general supplemental and then for prescription. He pays $500 a month. He pays, I think, $109 a month for his Part B supplement, and he's got copays and deductibles. What Senator Sanders has proposed is to give everybody comprehensive benefits. So you wouldn't have those supplements. It would just be part of the program. First dollar coverage, so there'd be no deductibles and copays, which not only do these reduce the cost of the program, but they also provide disincentives, or they provide incentives for patients to make wise choices because they have some skin in the game. So those breaks would be removed, and then you'd actually have an expansion of the services, and then you would go from covering 55 million people to covering 325 million people. The Medicare trustees today estimate that in 2029 the current system is going to be insolvent. So how possibly could we have a tremendous expansion with first dollar coverage, no breaks, and cover 270 million more people and not expect this to possibly work?
Yeah, and do this within the context of trying to manage $20 trillion of debt. That alone is such a killer. And, and you get down to the basics, the reality of, you know, first of all, it's unaffordable. I mean, yes, everybody wants to drive around in a Cadillac, but you just can't afford it. You know, there's just not enough Oprah Winfrey's of the world handing out free cars that can do this for us. But unfortunately, when somebody like Bernie Sanders is given place and says, hey, wouldn't this be a great idea? Yeah, maybe it might be a great idea, but who's going to pay for it? That's what it always comes down to, right?
Right, right. No, it does, and I think, you know, there'd be ways, or they try to shift costs. For example, Senator Sanders is proposing price controls on drugs and devices. A lot of people think price controls on drugs and devices would be a very bad thing. Why? Mm-hmm. Sure, for the current medicines that are out there, you'd get a discount. But what about the investment that goes into making new life-saving drugs and new life-saving devices?
Yeah,
people worry that that wouldn't be there anymore.
Well, they don't need to worry. That's a fact. That's what's happening. You know, and the thing is that there are breaks in prescription prices right now. I mean, you know, Josh Umber, who you've probably heard of with Atlas MD, he's got like, you know, 700, 800 offices and growing with their direct pay model. And they've pre-negotiated the prices for prescriptions. Maybe your dad needs to get involved with this as well, where they're paying 10 cents on the dollar for prescriptions.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, these are really market-based solutions that we need to look to.
Dr. Klein, did I cut you off here? I'm sorry.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wanted you to go on with that. Yes, market-based solutions. And this is what the market does because it is appropriately incentivized. We have found time and again historically when the free market operates, and this is why one of the big concerns I've had even with the GOP proposal is like what happened to, you know, being able to, if you're going to have insurance part of the game, then let it go. Let it go across state lines. And that was one of the big things that they had championed early on, and that seems to have gotten lost in translation.
Yeah, I mean, I think many people feel that selling insurance across state lines would be advantageous in a number of ways. I think the problem is that it had to use the reconciliation process, the fast track process that they'd be trying to use now in the Senate. They wouldn't be allowed to implement. Those types of changes, so that wouldn't directly affect the budget. So I think there would be probably, and that's probably why it's not being talked about. There'd probably be problems in putting that through the reconciliation process.
This is all part and parcel of the problem that we have in D.C. I mean, they're trying to rush something through because of the rules of the Senate. And, and this is problematic. We're rushing through something really fast, and we need to have a little bit more time. But in order to play by the rules, this is where we find ourselves. Dr. Roger Klein, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Roger.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you've gone through a crisis of faith, then you need to see this new movie, A Question of Faith. It's a story of three families dealing with tragedy as their destiny forces them on a converging path to discover God's love, grace, and mercy as the challenges of their fate resurrects their belief. What do you do when there's no faith left? Run to see this movie, A Question of Faith, Divided by Loss, United by Faith, in theaters starting this Friday.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes
now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, Bill Martinez Live is where you want to go. While you're there, by the way, make sure you sign that pardon petition for Christian Saucier. We're all over this. The response has been terrific. Share it with your friends. Tell everybody. Make sure, you know, Christian, of course, was the Navyman, submariner who was, you know, spent a year in prison away from his young daughter. And, I mean, it's just absolutely tragic what happened to him. You can read all about it there on the website, and sign the petition, pass it on to your friends. And the petition is to have our commander-in-chief, President Donald Trump, consider, you know, what he said he would do in the campaign. And in looking at the situation, Christian was charged with a low level infraction of handling of classified information, unlike Hillary Clinton. And man, he got fast tracked. You know, not even, you know, according to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, he was tried in a civil court, spends a year in jail. Hillary's out and free. And of course, in that case, you have the FBI director saying, identifying it as a reckless mishandling of top secret, not classified, low level. We're talking top secret by comparison. So here you got a Navyman who's a couple years in the Navy. It was a rookie mistake, and most people get a slap on the hand, maybe a reduction in rank. That's about it. He spends a year in jail, loses his career. Meanwhile, he's, you know, this happened like 11 years ago. So now 13 years hence, he's an instructor, you know, stellar career. Everything's great. He's going to spend a career in the Navy until, you know, we get this interruption going on. So read more about it, sign the petition, and thank you for your support, as they would say. Roshini Rajkumar is back with us. We always appreciate Roshini because she is the crisis management. Can I say the crisis management diva, or does that just give you a little bit too much attitude?
Oh, I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Well, she's a presence engineer. I mean, that's how much of a diva she is. She's a presence engineer, which really helps you focus on, you know, crisis management issues, whether it's, it has to do with business. Of course, she's done a lot of sports consulting, works with corporate and sports executives, former TV reporter herself. And so she's been in the throes of it and has consulted with many executives to help them get out of trouble. And I'll tell you, Roger Goodell needs your help, Rasheeni.
Yeah, he does various people in the NFL right now. But, you know, there are a lot of different layers to this bill, and I don't know where you come down on it, but I think that in the latest headlines, we're mixing up some of what the original controversy was really about. That's what I'm seeing. So it's what are the real messages, what's legal, what's illegal, and what's just downright bad optics.
Yeah. Well, this is really morphed, and you're exactly right. That's been my problem starting with day one when you go back to Colin Kaepernick, who, you know, is the genesis of this rather dynamic presentation and revolt here that's taken place. I mean, initially it was like Colin Kaepernick didn't, he was kind of revolting, not sure what he was revolting over. And other than, you know, he wasn't playing very well.
Well, he says it was about racial injustice. And that's where he started it, right? So others who followed in that immediate aftermath of Collins' protest were kind of in that line. But I think what we have is that intervening event was the speech by President Trump and that call out to NFL owners. That's what really has thrown this week's game, Sunday and Monday, into such chaos. Is what I would call it.
Well, yeah, it really is, and I think that in some ways, Rasheeni, I said that President Trump may have saved the NFL in a sense in calling him out on something that should have been handled 2 years ago, and they've kind of just allowed this to drag on, and now they're linking arms, and it's like you guys are missing the whole point. I mean, yourself as a presence engineer, as a brand, you know, somebody who supports and honors the brand, and you have to maintain the integrity.
Right,
exactly. So you see these violations and you go, whoa, this is not good for the NFL. It's not good for the patrons. I mean, look what's happening. The people are voting with their wallets saying, you've got almost a third of their audience saying, I'm checking out. And ratings are down. Ticket prices are falling. I don't know how much more pain they want to deal with here, just out of, you know, their own sense, I guess, of stubbornness and greed in thinking that people are going to, you know, somehow they're going to dictate to the patrons, you know, what we're dealing with. I'm saying, look, you can have your feelings and you have every right to exercise your First Amendment right. But there is also a place and time. And what it seems to me, what I'm hearing the fans saying is that this isn't the place and time. This is the wrong gospel, wrong church. If you want to deal with social injustice and you want to deal with these other issues, then do so at another venue. Don't do it after I've paid, you know, $400 for tickets for my family to come to a game to be entertained. And now all of a sudden I've got to be indoctrinated. That doesn't work for me.
Well, there are two things here. First off, what I always say to my clients, what is your intent? What is your intent for a specific communication endeavor? And whether it's Jerry Jones and the Cowboys or any of his teams or like the Titans and the Steelers that chose not to even be on the field, which, as I understand it, is actually a violation of NFL policy for players, you know, what is your intent for the action? That's where we need to start. And there's such a jumbling of intents here. And these players, you know, are employees of a particular team. And let's be clear, regardless of what President Trump said, those owners can fire those players for various reasons, right? This is now taking on more of a big personality because we are bringing the Constitution into this. And the Constitution does legally protect your right to have an opinion. And your opinion doesn't have to be the same as mine. But then if we look at that in the context of what is the law, what are the policies of any given organization or network of teams, in this case, the NFL. And so in that situation, you have millions of fans either watching on TV or paying, like you say, good money to go and watch in the stadiums.
they probably also have mixed feelings. I mean, I will say, as I look at the various things that happened, I do give some credit to the Dallas Cowboys because they did the knee thing. But then when it was time for the national anthem, they actually stood up arm in arm, which, you know, we don't see ownership arm in arm with the players. That was actually a pretty great visual as someone who's into optics and the image of things. And they did actually respect the anthem. And I give them credit for that. And I say that as an American. You know, there are times I don't agree with the different leaders of our country, but I'm never personally going to disrespect the flag, even though I have a right constitutionally to contradict and criticize my leaders. I'm not going to personally disrespect the flag. So that's really what we're talking about here, and how you choose to express that belief. It's the very reason why we are so fortunate to be in the land of the free. We can express our beliefs without the worry of a gun to our head from moment to moment. And that's what I think gets lost in this whole thing, Bill. And if you're going to take a knee, I don't like that. I don't want you to take a knee. I want you to stand up. You don't have to stay or sing the anthem, but I want you to stand up. But you know what? That's what I want. The Constitution protects that belief of mine.
Right.
It also protects your belief to take the knee. Now, that's about the Constitution. You are also then a player, an employee on a team in the NFL. If an owner decides to fire you, it is that owner's choice. And the rest of us really can't complain about it. I mean, that's just the law on this situation.
Exactly. Well, you know, you bring up an excellent point here, and I think this is the opportunity for America and for this culture to define what are its hallowed ground points. What are the most meaningful things? Clearly, what has happened is a nerve has been struck regarding the flag. The fact of the matter is these NFL players, and I see it at the NBA, Major League Baseball, all across the board, former military that I am, that loves the flag and all that it represents. The blood, the treasure, the history, the grand history of our country. And I say the grand history, it's good, bad, and different, everything that's all involved in its totality. And that flag is representative, it represented to of me and my heart and my soul and a lot of military people and people that love the military. So it's honored. And this is a debate that needs, I don't know if so much a debate, but an understanding. And I think that
I'd
the NFL is finding out the hard way.
Take this on. I'd love to see them talk about this. They're in the position to formulate various laws.
Yeah, but I think this is something that's done at in a heart level in Main Street, where they just say, you know what, we honor the flag here, and you know. But my point I was going to make is that when I've watched over the years, you know, hockey players, whatever, they're moving around, they're jostling, they're bouncing around. I mean, they're a bit disrespectful during the national anthem anyway. But because when I was in the military and the way I was raised is when the flag comes in, you hold still, you hold position, you honor. Put your hand over your heart when the national anthem is played. It's a respect of the flag of this country, of the freedoms that we enjoy, and those that fought the good fight that allows us to enjoy that today. It is all in its totality, but I think that we need to have that conversation. Say, okay, look, you can dispute certain things about the country, and there's civil ways to do it. But if you're going to do it like this, we see it as disrespect. And guess what? You have every right to express yourself. Just as we have every right to respond, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, the debate will continue as we continue to, you know, work this out, Rashini. And I appreciate your perspective because you're exactly right. I think we just need to come and be in agreement on what are the major points here that we're debating and not get caught up in a lot of the other stuff that's inconsequential. My opinion.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You are exactly right. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Rashini Rajkumar.
Happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.